On June 23rd, our House of Representatives, as well as our Twitters, were sent aflame by a dress. Yes, a dress. The infamous day began with a female reporter being denied access to a House meeting due to her sleeveless garment existing outside the parameters of the dress code. According to CBS News, the woman promptly stuffed two pieces of ripped-out notebook paper and stuffed them into the straps of her outfit to shroud her shoulders. But her daring and quite impressive improvisation was still not acceptable. Paul Ryan, House Speaker, responded with a reiteration of horribly vague statement. Members should wear appropriate business attire during all sittings of the House, however brief their appearance on the floor may be. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm afraid your words of comfort failed to solve the issue. The public had their spectrum of opinions. Most defended the reporter for simply dressing for D.C.'s hot and humid climate. The Guardian boldly compared the incident to Hulu's Handmaid's Tale, a show displaying a radical world in which women must cover the majority of their skin. In an interesting turn of events, a National Review reporter condemned the Guardian article, claiming that the woman had no room to complain when the dress code demanded men wear full suit and tie, regardless of the sweltering climate. Why does it matter? Dress codes have been enforced in most official institutions for years, whether it be political, religious, scholarly. But what angered me is that the woman was unable to complete her job because of a pair of exposed shoulders. It is painfully familiar to me, a high school student in our hot Arizona climate, being forced out of class in order to change my outfit in order to be less distracting, as admin often like to call it. To that I argue, what is more distracting than abandoning my instructional learning? What real purpose do these codes serve in a modern society? And as Americans, don't we have the right to freedom of expression, as well as the right to work in pursuit of life, liberty, and happiness? According to US Today, about 57% of schools have a strict dress code. To see how other Arizona students felt about their own dress code, I asked two students, one from Xavier College Preparatory and one from Horizon High School, on their thoughts on the matter. Ladies, can you introduce yourselves?
I'm Liz. I go to Xavier College Prep.
And I'm Caroline. I go to Horizon High School.
All right, ladies, to start off, have you ever been dress coded?
Yes.
I have not.
You have not been
never.
Dress coded?
Never, yeah.
Why do you think you've never been dress coded?
I think it's because I tend to follow the rules. And also, like, my wardrobe is a bit, like, more modest, so I kind of, like, fit the dress code. But there have been times where I wanted to wear a tank top because it's, like, 120 degrees out. I'm baking out in the oven. And I can't because I'm going to be publicly shamed at my school by wearing a shirt. So I always just decided to stick to it.
Mm-hmm. And you have been dress coded.
Yes.
What did you get dress coded for?
I'm just a rule breaker. And I have my shirt untucked out of my skirt. And that's what I got dress coded for.
Mm-hmm. For those who don't know, Xavier is a uniform school. What happens when you get dress coded? Like, what's the procedure usually?
Usually the teacher calls out whoever in front of the entire class and says, oh, honey, your shoulders aren't covered. And then they will write them a pass and they'll have to go down to the office to get an old PE shirt, like you said. And they'll have to wear it for the rest of the day.
Do you think it's to humiliate them?
I think so, because I don't understand what's so wrong about, like, showing a shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
Or because most of the time they get dress coded for wearing a tank top. And it's awkward having to walk around with a Horizon High School shirt on or whatever, an old PE uniform, because everybody clearly knows you've been dress coded. And also, when the teacher calls you out in class, it's humiliating because, you know, who wants to be called out by their teacher? Then the whole spotlight is on them. So I think it is to humiliate them.
Mm-hmm. So what happens when you get dress coded?
Well, normally when you're dress coded, it's never in class. It's like always walking to class. A teacher will see you. And pretty much they say, what's your name? Your shirt's untucked. And then the next morning you go to your homeroom and you have a slip of paper saying that you have a detention.
Oh. So you get a detention.
Wow.
For breaking the dress code that is a uniform.
Yep.
Free and public education is obviously a right, as well as the freedom to express yourself. Is there freedom taken away when you're asked to leave class or made to feel humiliated when you break the code? Kind of going back to, like, the House of Representatives issue, you know, like, that's kind of, it's a similar topic. Like, she wasn't able to do her job, which she has a right to do her job, because of a rule.
I don't really think so, because usually it's not for that long when, like, you have to leave the classroom, mm-hmm. if that's what you're asking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're still technically leaving instruction, like I said, like, instructional learning.
That's true.
For the purpose of a shoulder, typically. Or, yeah. I know, like, a lot of girls get in trouble for, you know, cleavage if they wear V-neck, mm-hmm. you know, like, stuff like that.
I feel like, sorry to interrupt, I think that... if they're going to dress code, they might as well do it like how Xavier does during a passing period. Mm-hmm. That way it's not as obvious. The person doesn't feel as embarrassed when they're being called out in front of their entire class. And also it's not taking away as much time from their learning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely agree. And I also read this interesting thing. They were like, you know, like for cleavage, for example, you know, it was like, oh, it's a sexualized object. And it's an organ of the sexual system the same way an Adam's apple is an organ of the sexual system. So we don't make, not that anyone's like, oh, girl, that Adam's apple, though. But like,
look at that bob.
We don't like make them cover. Like, why are we so sexualized? You know?
They don't have to wear turtlenecks to school, like, to cover their Adam's apple.
Yeah, like, that's a sexual organ as well, you know? And anyway, kind of back to the freedom aspect. Lots of freedoms are given, such as, you know, the freedom of speech and the freedom to bear arms, with, like, the notion that the general public will not abuse that right. So why are we less willing to trust students or employees or whomever that they don't wear something that's actually inappropriate or actually a distraction? Like, why do we, like, you know, I understand, like, a workplace, like, you want a certain image, but why in a public school do we just not trust that students will just be decent human beings and follow their rights appropriately?
I think that they just feel that we, like, need guidance.
Yeah, know? That's true.
It's like they're trying to, or maybe it's like they're trying to protect us from, like, boys looking at us. And I'm like,
every creepy man I've ever met has been like 30 years old, so I'm not really scared of the teenage ones.
Seriously, honestly. If we didn't have one, it wouldn't really affect anything. I feel that we kind of just, I don't know, like, we have some limitations, but if we didn't have one, like, it'd be fine. Like, we honestly, like, we don't, like, show up naked to school. Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
Well, and the people who are going to break the dress code, they don't care. You know?
Yeah, yeah. They're going to break other rules, too. Like, yeah. It's not just, like, if they show up naked, they're also, smoking weed in the bathroom.
Yeah. So. I mean, I, like, had my shirt untucked one day and got a dress code. I mean, it's not like I was like, I'm going to break this dress code. I'm not going to wear a shirt.
These years, we're all teenagers. They're important for, you know, like, discovering interests and, you know, all the people you'll become and all the characteristics you'll develop. Do you feel less expressive or independent of mind because of your dress code or your uniform?
I think at my school, we just kind of, like, learn ways to express ourselves. So we can wear whatever shoes we want. We, you know, that's kind of it. But it's more like we're almost just learning how to you know, express ourselves and, you know, find ourselves, you know, mentally and emotionally than in a physical appearance, which is kind of cool.
Yeah. How has a uniform/dress code benefited your education?
I kind of like it just because I can sleep in later and I'm just...
Yeah, like, you don't have to worry about what you're going to wear the next
day. Exactly. Mm-hmm. I just throw on my uniform and I leave. I mean, you don't even brush your hair. I mean, it's pretty nice. But I don't think it benefited my education. Maybe my sleep, but that's it.
As teenagers, our minds grow more independent every day, as well as our need to be a unique individual. As human beings, we never want to feel that we are denied the ability to learn, work, or pursue any opportunity. Admittedly, this world will always need codes of conduct, but it is how we enforce these rules that determine whether it is for the purpose of helping individuals accomplish greater goals or hinder them from doing so.